If we use EJB3 in CSAR2, we can use EJB3 even in application servers that don't have EJB3 implementation, such as Tomcat. I think there are a lot of developers who want to use EJB3 in Tomcat. CSAR2 fulfills that dream. In case we use application servers which supply JTA and connection pool implementation, such as WebLogic, we can use the supplied implementation in CSAR2. In order to develop a very reliable application, it's important to enlarge the range in which we can perform the automatic tests as much as possible. In EJB3, the automatic tests have become much easier using mock objects. If possible, we would like to perform the automatic tests using the real object. If we try to do this in EJB3, we need to perform the automatic tests in the application server. Even if we use the tools like Cactus, it is quite troublesome work. EJB3 in CSAR2 can work even without the application server, so we can easily perform the automatic tests using the real object. In most EJB3 implementations, we need to package the developed module and then deploy it in the application server. This too is troublesome work. Especially while developing, we need to deploy it many times. This is also quite troublesome work.